Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs and small and family businesses that might close forever.
President Joe Biden has put his signature on the PPP Extension Act of 2021. The law gives an extra 2 months for businesses to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. The deadline for the loan program is now May 31st. With the federal stimulus package now in the rearview, the president is turning to the nation's aging infrastructure. In Pittsburgh today, he'll detail a plan to repair roads, bridges, and railways. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's about building an infrastructure of the future.
Some of it is certainly infrastructure shovel-ready projects. Some of it is how do we expand broadband access. Some of it is ensuring that we are addressing the needs in people's homes and communities.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg helped announce a Virginia Amtrak rail expansion project funded in part by the federal stimulus. The $1.7 billion included in the package will help bring back furloughed workers and restore service.
Far too many workers have been worrying not only about their safety, but about the safety of their job, about their next paycheck. And too many passengers have had occasion to worry about how they could get to work.
It also provided $30 billion in transit funding to avoid cuts. The Biden administration is relaunching the White House Initiative on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, which was created under President Bill Clinton. It will focus on anti-Asian bias and violence. Also, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced a 30-day review of the government's tracking capabilities and prosecution of hate crimes. Biden on Tuesday released a list of 11 federal judicial nominees. The poll includes 9 women, including an Asian American and several black candidates. Civil rights groups are taking Georgia to court over its sweeping new election reform law. SB 202 includes voter ID requirements for absentee ballots, reduces the number of drop boxes, and bans volunteers from bringing water to voters waiting in long lines. John Cusick with the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund argues it will make voting especially difficult for disenfranchised communities.
These provisions are not only racially discriminatory, but also disproportionately impact voters of color, people with disabilities, rural voters, student voters.
Cusick warns the law is a harbinger of things to come elsewhere.
What's happening in Georgia underscores why voter suppression is such an existential threat to democracy. Georgia is another example of why states are not always willing and able to protect voting rights. And so federal legislation is so important.
The U.S. Senate will soon take up H.R. 1, a comprehensive election reform bill. There are reports of a Russian-backed breach on the State Department. The Washington Post says suspected Russian hackers stole thousands of emails in 2 of the department's bureaus. Classified information is not believed to have been accessed. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.